It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Lover of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. God's glory on display, a great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. That nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now. It's coming now, revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Saturday, everybody. Thank you, Tom Dooley, and welcome to VPN Radio on this Saturday. Great to have you listening in here today. We have got a great day, great broadcast lined up for you. 16-year-old Egypt Ali is going to be with us today on the phone, and she's from Cleveland, Ohio, and she is a part of Young Preachers International, a 16-year-old preacher. And she's been a part of the group now for several months. One of the finalists in our preaching competition last year, which Lita and I hosted. It's going to be a great day as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And glad to have you with us here today. It's going to be a wonderful day. And Father, we just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father. And we are your sons and daughters. We pray the will of God be done here on this Saturday. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. And so, delighted to have you. I want to welcome cities all across America that are praying with us here on BPN Radio. I want to welcome Casa Grande, Arizona, Toxie, Alabama, Tucson, Arizona, Conway, Arkansas, as well as Hot Springs, Arkansas. Alamo, California is joining us today. Norwalk, California. Woodland Hills, California. Boca Raton, Florida, praying with us. Okeechobee, Florida. as well as Buchanan, Georgia. Clayton, Georgia is praying with us, Chicago, Illinois, Carlinville, Illinois, and Indianapolis, Indiana, as well as Mount Pleasant, Iowa, Alexandria, Louisiana, Pineville, Louisiana, and White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Welcome, Forsyth, Missouri, as well as Independence, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, Wayne, New Jersey, Clovis, New Mexico, and other cities across America that are praying with us here on BPN. We have over 1,000 churches that are now praying with us, over 700 cities. And if your city or your church is not signed up, then you can go to letsprayamerica.com. That's letsprayamerica.com. And you can sign up your church, your city, and then you can go to the map, MAP there on the website, to see all of the cities that are praying with us across America. And so it's good to have a young lady that is 16 years old. She's from Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to have her on the phone in just a moment to be talking with her about her ministry. And most of you know that for a long time I've been calling for young people to come out of obscurity and preach to their generation. So last year, one of my spiritual grandsons, Leland, and I, we hosted a national preaching competition. And young people came out from many different directions, including not only states in America, but also Scotland and Guatemala and other geographical locations. And we're so thankful and grateful for those young people that signed up. You can find out more about Young Preachers International by going to youngpreachers.net. That's youngpreachers.net. And if you're a young person, you can sign up and be a part of that. And I asked Egypt what song she would like for us to play before our interview, and she said, "I would like for you to play Leland's song, Sound of Melody." She said, "That's my favorite song." So we're going to have Egypt Ali on the phone with us, but first of all, here is Leland, and he's going to sing The Sound of Melodies, a song he wrote, here on BPN.
The sound of melody. rising, aren't you? You rising, aren't you? You God, rising up to you, God. La 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 la.
Okay, it's good to have on BPN Radio on this Saturday a young lady that is a member of YPI, or Young Preachers International. Her name is Egypt Ali, and she's from Cleveland, Ohio. Egypt is 16 years old, and she was one of the finalists last year in our national preaching competition. Egypt, it's good to have you on BPN today.
It's great to be with you.
And tell us what's happening in your life.
Right now, I'm coming to you from Minneapolis, Minnesota, at the Reset Pulse event, United Day of Prayer. So we're getting ready to pack an arena full of about 10,000 people. I'm one of the hosts for the evening, so I'm presenting some spoken word, getting to preach a little bit. And we're praying for revival across not only the city, but also a nation.
Yeah.
So that's what my life has been devoted to for the last couple of, definitely last couple of weeks. But I've been working with Reset for a little over a couple of months now, so it's exciting.
Who have you been working with?
Reset. So if you're familiar with the Winter Jam tour, Nick Hall, who's the main communicator for Winter Jam for a while, heads this thing called Reset and Impulse. So what it stands for is for a nation to reset back to the ways of following God and discipleship and learning and having a faith-based foundation. And what they really set out to do is to bring especially young people back to that way of living, back to reading their Bibles, back to Scripture. And it provides usually college campuses is what they're aimed for. However, they do reach out to high school students with that opportunity for open dialogue, for questions, and to hear the gospel. For a lot of people, it's the first time. So it's something really special to be involved in.
Oh, that's great. How did you get involved with them?
I actually became involved with them by accident. When I first started wanting to preach, Nick Hall was the first person that I ever came across. So he was the first person I started asking questions of. I asked him about schools. And he kind of took me under his wing and just adopted me sort of as his own. And I started being able to help out with Reset once I was about 14. So it's been a couple of years now.
Oh, wow. That is great. How long have you been preaching now?
I've been preaching since I was 7. So 9 years will be 10 in August. Gave my first sermon at Kids Church.
Since you were 7 years old.
Yes, sir.
That is amazing. You know, we had I was asking people to be a part of Young Preachers International, and I had it from 14 years of age to 24, and someone said that I really needed to lower that age limit, and because someone said my pastor was called to preach when he was 8 years old. Now you're telling me that you were called to preach when you were 7 years old. So I guess I'm gonna have to restructure it all.
Definitely.
So preaching since you were 7, you're 16 now. And tell me a little bit about your story. Egypt Ali, I know that people wonder, is this a Christian preacher? And so give me a little bit about your testimony.
Sure. So when I was little, I live in a house with my mother and my sister at the moment, and our grandmother lives right down the street. So it's just us women. Our father was Muslim, he was Islam, and actually ended up leaving our family due to religious differences. After figuring out what Islam was to my mother and knowing that she didn't agree with it, she actually, we both, huge conversation and argument over it, and he ended up leaving our family and leaving our sister and myself there with my mom, which is how our grandmother ended up coming back towards us. She lived in Rhode Island at the time. So Malia, who's my sister, she's 15, Malia and I grew up not exactly understanding what had happened or why. We weren't old enough to understand the difference in religion. In my head, VeggieTales and Christianity, it was really the only thing that I knew. Uh-huh. So having that whole different perspective wasn't plausible, and it wasn't exactly a reason. So our mom kept us pretty sheltered from that until we were old enough to understand and old enough to make our own decisions. So as we grew up, my sister and I began to lean more towards the church. My mother always said that our faith wasn't something she wanted to force on us. It was her duty as a parent to lead us towards God, but we had to make our own decision as individuals to go and follow him. And she always respected that decision, but my sister and I chose to follow him really, really early. So, like, I was about 5, 6 when I got saved. My sister was soon after. And since then, we wanted to sort of start our own church. So if for some reason on a Sunday we couldn't actually get to our church, Malia and I would pull out VeggieTales CDs, and we would have worship in our living room, and I would try as best as I could to read from my little picture Bible and have a sermon. So that's kind of where that whole seed got planted. Malia and I always thought that we were going to grow up and be pastors, that she would get to pastor the kids' church, and I would be the big people pastor, or adult, as we called it. And it really, we took off and ran with it from there. My sister's always been a big part of my life. She's one of the nicest people that you ever meet. And what she's ended up doing is, we go to two different schools now. So I'm at a school on the east side, Far East Side, and she's sort of on the west. And what we do now is I lead worship. I'm also a touring speaker at the moment. So that's kind of why I'm in Minneapolis right now. And Malia does her best just to share what she knows in her school. So together we're trying to take back our campuses, each on different scales, but each of us are really trying. So that's sort of my story, and that's where I came from, and that's really why I'm doing what I am now.
Well, you are an incredible public speaker. You are a fantastic preacher, and you're also a musician. You play the drums, don't you?
Yes, sir. I play 14 different instruments. it really just depends on the day.
Okay.
I wanted to start on our worship team, because one of the things that my mother also, after we accepted Christ, said that we needed to give back to our church and help our community. Unfortunately, I'm not very good at many things. And preaching wasn't something I thought that a kid could do. It was never something I saw. But what I did see was, I saw kids who were playing on the worship team. So I picked up violin, tried that, took lessons for a year. I learned flute the next year, and then after that, joined the worship team. Actually, right coming in, it was my first week. The first week I was there, I was giving a sermon, and I was playing. So I started off as their violinist. Then I went to doing sort of their composing and their lyrical composition. Mm-hmm. And then as we started to lose members from people aging out, I started to switch to different instruments. So I went from violin to drums. Mm-hmm. I went from drums to bass to guitar, and started snowballing from there. So by the time I was in sixth grade, I was playing 6 or 7 things. And that sort of doubled as I got more curious. Music is something I like. So it was really more of a hobby, but it turned into what we found out was a gift. It was something that allowed sort of as a stress reliever, but at the same time it was an act of worship. And I wanted to worship in as many ways as humanly possible. So that's where the 14 instruments came from.
Wow. Well, you are definitely a young lady far beyond your years, and you have a bright future. I'm so excited about Young Preachers International and that you're a part of it. And Leland and I, once again, are hosting Austin Music and Prayer. We had it in Wichita Falls, Texas last year. Austin Music and Prayer this July 19th, 20th, 21st. Looking forward to you and your mom coming, and a lot of other young preachers as we gather together. And you know my passion, Egypt, that I'm just I have this great assignment to call young people out of obscurity to preach to their generation, and you're doing exactly that. And I know that you're having you've received a lot of recognition on different fronts and different opportunities. You want to just say something about that?
Yeah, sure. So currently, a lot of what I do is involved in the fine arts with the AG Assemblies of God Associations. Mm-hmm. So we just had our state meet 2 weeks ago. I was honored and humbled to take first place with Short Sermon Senior. Wow. As well as drama solo. My spoken word came in second, and my worship leading solo advanced national. So I've got 4 categories headed down to Florida this summer, as well as being at this moment ranked second in the nation for spoken word and fourth for short sermon senior. So it keeps you on your toes, and I like being able to sort of go down to those conventions and being able to travel with all of the different kids, because you certainly learn a lot and you grow a lot in your faith just by being around people who are like you.
Yeah.
And that's really what those are about. It's not so much the competition, more as the relationships that you'll make while you're there.
Right. Well, at the age of 16 years old, you've certainly had a lot of opportunities and accolades in your ministry. And do you have any kind of a website yet? Do you have any type of contact yet if anybody would want you to come and minister to their youth or to a conference or convention?
Yeah, I do. Right now I'm running everything out of a Facebook page. So if you are interested in hearing any sermons, all of the stuff from Fine Arts is up on the Egypt Speaks Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook, type Egypt Speaks, it should be a black and white picture of myself somewhere in a hat and a black shirt. Everything's up there. We post new poems weekly, and because right now we're on a mini tour, you're going to soon start getting a lot of blogs and a lot of pictures. So that's something to look forward to if you're there, and also just regular friend requests on Facebook always work as well.
Okay, Egypt Speaks, is that right?
Yes, sir.
I know that any group would be delighted to have you come and minister, because you're certainly what I would call a fiery preacher, a fiery speaker. And so I just want to bless you today and thank you for being on BPN Radio. And if anybody is, any young people interested, 24 or younger, being a part of Young Preachers International, you can go to youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net. Would you just say a prayer, anything you want to pray concerning young people ministering? I know that sometimes people think, well, maybe young men can preach, but I believe that young ladies can preach too.
Of course. So
you might want to say a prayer for some young preachers. However the Holy Spirit leads you, why don't you say a prayer, Egypt, before we let you go today?
Sure. Dear God, thank you so much for today. Thank you that everyone is wrapped here safely. Thank you, God, that we get to worship your name freely. God, we pray just today for anyone out there who might feel a calling on their life to go out and preach your name, God, to preach your good news. We pray especially for the young ladies out there that they not feel looked down upon simply because of who they are, simply because of how you created them to be, that they are strong and they are powerful. To any young men who are thinking the same thing, God, please let them know that you've created them for a purpose. If their purpose is preaching, God, then you will bless it and you will lead them that way. God, we thank you so much for everyone, for all of the gifts you've bestowed upon your children, God. Thank you that you love us and that you care for us and that you are always there, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Egypt, thank you so much for being on today. You're a fantastic preacher and a fantastic person. And if anybody wants to get in touch with you, then go to your Facebook page at Egypt Speaks. And have a great time there in Minneapolis as you pray today. God bless you. Bye-bye. Well, I trust that you enjoyed our interview with 16-year-old Egypt Ali. What a firebrand she is. And, you know, I'm just believing that God is raising up all across America young firebrands like Egypt Ali, who will preach the gospel not only young men, but also young ladies. And, of course, you can know more about our call for young preachers by going to youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, around the clock, around the globe here on BPN Radio. Praying for another spiritual awakening, and I'm so thankful that you're joining us here. Remember, if you have a prayer request, we have a national prayer team that we put in place, and you can just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and there is a place for your prayer request. You submit that, and Cheryl Ortiz and the national prayer team will be praying with you concerning your prayer request for several days, that is. If you'd like to make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network. You can do that by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page, and you can double-click on the donate button. You can send us a contribution by PayPal, by debit card, credit card, or you can also send a check. And the loyal listeners of this broadcast are helping sponsor this daily broadcast around the clock, around the globe, 24 hours a day. Praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Would you help me pray right now? Father, in Jesus' name, we just set ourselves in agreement. People all across America and different nations of the world, we pray for another spiritual awakening in America. We pray for Congress, Lord, that they would make right decisions. We pray for our President Barack Obama and his cabinet. We pray for right choices. We pray for Vice President Biden. And we pray for our United States Senate and our House of Representatives. And we pray for our governors. We pray for our county sheriffs, the last local elected official, law enforcement official, that is, in America today. We pray for these men and women that they will be righteous, they will make righteous decisions, and we pray for the Supreme Court as they are deciding the situation with same-sex marriage. We pray for the Supreme Court members. We pray, Lord, that you give them wisdom. They'll make godly choices. So we pray right now for another spiritual awakening in America. We need you, God. We need you so desperately. Here is Leland, and they're going to sing The Great Awakening. This is Leland Mooring, Jack Mooring, and Shelley Mooring Roberts, spiritual grandchildren. Here's The Great Awakening, and this is what we're praying for in America.
Second one awakes his next door brother. Three awaken, rise the town and turn the whole place upside down. Many awake will cause such a fuss. It finally wakes all of us. One man awakes with dawn in his eyes. Surely then it multiplies. Surely then it multiplies.
Next door brother, three awake and rouse
set down by turning the whole place upside down. Many awake will cause such a fuss, it finally wakes the rest of us. One man awakes with dawn in his eyes, surely then it multiplies.
Okay, there you have it. Leland, The Great Awakening. So, Father, we just pray right now for a great awakening in Jesus' name, that we will multiply, that we will tell other people about you, Lord, that we will be soul winners, and we will tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that do not know you, Lord, as their personal Savior and King. And if you don't know Jesus today as your personal Savior and Lord, I want to pray a prayer with you right now. The Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, whosoever means you, regardless of where you've been, what you've done. And if you can believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that He arose on the third day, you can be saved. And so if we believe in our heart, and we confess with our mouth, we shall be saved. It's pretty simple. And so if you would like to come to the Lord Jesus, accept Him as your personal Savior, receive eternal life, not just the hope of eternal life, but eternal life, then I want to pray with you right now. If you are ready, then I'm ready. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe You're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask You, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept You as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank You, Jesus. Amen and amen. And if you've said that prayer, I trust that you will get you a Bible and begin to read the Bible, starting in the book of John, and particularly read the red in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and go from there. And you can find a Bible-believing church, one that preaches Jesus, and a church that will help you, a pastor that knows your name and is willing to help you make the journey. So I thank You, Lord, for people coming to know You today here on BPN Radio, regardless of where they may be living. It may be somewhere in the world besides the United States of America, wherever they at. I pray for them, Lord. I ask that You bless them in Jesus' name. And we thank You, Father God, that You are at work in our lives. And when we were in our mother's womb, then You had a good plan for us, a wonderful plan. The plan is good. It's a good plan. And there may be those of you that are saying, well, if God had such a wonderful plan for me, why are so many things happening in my life that I don't understand, that I cannot comprehend? Why have bad things taken place in me, in my life, in my family? I don't have an answer for that, except to say that we have a good God, but a bad devil, a good God, but a bad devil, who is out to steal, kill, and to destroy everything that is good in your life. And so I pray for you right now. Those of you that are going through difficult days, difficult times in your life, times that you cannot comprehend. You don't understand why all of these things have been happening to you, why all of these things have been taking place in your life. I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, when you got married, you never intended for your marriage to end in divorce. You remember the days when you were healthy and strong and vibrant and alive, and now your health is so bad that you can't even get out of the house, or maybe you're in the hospital and you feel like you're stuck there with more bad reports, whatever it may be. I pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those of you today that are suffering so much shame and disappointment in your life. and you feel like that you have failed God so many, many times that he could never forgive you and never take you back, that you're so far away from God. And I just know that he still loves you, and his mercies are new every morning. And I pray for you right now, regardless of what you've done, regardless of how many times that you've fallen, regardless of how many times that you have sinned. I know that God hates sin, but I do know he loves the sinner, and he loves you. And Peter said to Jesus, "How oft shall I forgive? 7 times. But Jesus said, "No, it's 70 times 7. That means there's unlimited mercy and grace and forgiveness for those of you that feel like, hey, I've gone so far. I've caused so much grief to other people. I've had so much grief in my life. And how could I ever get back to where I was at one time in God? How could I ever start again?" But you must understand today on this Saturday that Jesus, he loves you. 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 He loves you regardless, in spite of. And so I just declare in Jesus' name that forgiveness is waiting for you at this very moment. And I pray for those of you that are backslidden away from God. I pray for those of you that you have fallen and you have sinned and you've come short of the mark, and you're so ashamed of things that you have done in your life, or things that have gone wrong in your life, and you feel that so many, you've hurt so many people. Can you ever be forgiven, and can you ever get a fresh start in life? I declare that you can. I declare that you can, and I declare that you will, in the name of Jesus. I declare the hand of God is upon you today, and he is at work in your life, in the name of Jesus. And so I pray for you right now. Would you receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit? Would you receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit right now? Would you just let him touch you? Would you just let him minister to you right now? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We just say, God, I need you now. Lord, please help me now. Help me, Lord. I don't know which way to turn. I don't know what to do next. I don't know what to do with my life. And everything is in shambles. In Jesus' name. Don't take your life. Give him your life. Give it to him again. You say, well, I've tried it. I've started over and over. Well, do it again. The Bible says that we could fall down 7 times or maybe more than that, but we can turn back to him. So I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit will touch you and minister to you. We just ask the Lord to help you. Just do it right now. Here's Leland singing "Carried to the Table." I trust this will minister to you today.
Wounded and forsaken, I was shattered by the fall. Broken and forgotten, feeling lost and all alone. Summoned by the King into the Master's courts, lifted by the Savior and cradled in his arms. I was carried to the table, seated where I don't belong. Carried to the table, swept away by his love. And I don't see my brokenness anymore. table of the Lord. I'm carried to the table. The table of the Lord. Fighting thoughts of fear, wondering why he called my name. Am I good enough to share this cup? This world has left me lame. Even in my weakness, the Savior called my name. In his holy presence, I'm healed and unashamed. As I'm carried to the table, where I don't belong, carried to the table, swept away by his love. And I don't see my brokenness anymore. Carried to the table, the table of the Lord. I'm carried to the table.
You have Leland. That's from his album that was nominated for a Grammy Award, from his album Sound of Melodies, that you can purchase on iTunes. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station here on this Saturday. Good to have you listening in 24 hours a day around the globe, around the clock, praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And so delighted to have you praying with me here on BPN Radio. And we're believing God for 1,000 prayer leaders that are helping us pray for revival in America. And you can go to our website at bpnradio.com, and you can sign up to be a prayer leader, and we will publish your name and your prayer group as one of our 1,000 prayer centers. And so I trust that you will do that. And we just want to welcome prayer leaders all across America. Cheryl Ortiz, she's a prayer leader from Manford, Oklahoma on Facebook. And Jay Pike, prayer leader at The Gate, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. It's Callie Hargraves, prayer leader at Celebration of Life in Baytown, Texas, as well as Billy Burns as a private prayer group in North Richland Hills, Texas. We have Cody Anderson, who's a prayer leader at Faith Center Fellowship in Mena, Oklahoma. Easy and Lena Jones, prayer leaders at Generation Jesus in Sugar Land, Texas. And we have Tracy Johnson as a prayer leader at Saskatoon Christian Center in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. And we have Brad Keller, who is a prayer leader at Journey Church in Bethel, Vermont, as well as Rick Rapp, who's a prayer leader at he's a prayer leader at Great Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico. Judy Dotson is a prayer leader at Temple Baptist Church in Bern, North Carolina. So you can be a part of our 1,000 prayer centers by going to bpnradio.com and going to the 1,000 prayer leaders box, clicking on there and submitting your request. And we're believing that God is going to raise up young people that's going to have prayer centers, prayer groups in many different places, on high school, college campuses, in their homes, on social media, on Facebook, or different places. And by social media, you're going to lead some prayer groups. We're believing for 1,000 prayer groups across America is going to help us pray for revival in this nation, another spiritual awakening. Would you help me pray right now? Earlier today, we had Egypt Ali, a 16-year-old young lady who's an incredible preacher. And we had her on the phone from Cleveland, Ohio, interviewing her. And she's a member of Young Preachers International. And you can get more information about that by going to youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net. And would you help me pray that God will raise up young people out of obscurity across America and around the world who will come out of obscurity and preach? And you may have heard Egypt say that she was called to preach and started preaching when she was 7 years old. And that breaks the paradigm, no doubt about it. That is definitely a paradigm shift. And because I was calling for young preachers between the ages of 14 and 24, but now I'm saying 24 and below. A friend of mine said that his pastor was called to preach and started preaching when he was 8 years old. There is a cry. There is a call for young preachers to come out of obscurity, to be a firebrand as Egypt is, and to preach the gospel. We've had a number of young preachers. Last week we had on a young preacher, and other times we've also had the same. And speaking of young preachers, we're having a young preachers gathering in Austin, Texas, July 19th, 20th, and 21st. Leland and I will be hosting the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering, July the 19th through 21st at Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas. And Leland will be leading worship, and these young preachers will be ministering, and we'll be having music and prayers. It's going to be an awesome time, and you can just come and join us, if you will, in Austin, Texas, the capital city of the great nation of Texas. That's where this broadcast originates from. Each and every day from Austin, Texas, most every day, unless we are on the road. And so you join us, if you will. Father, we pray right now for young people to come out of obscurity and preach the gospel. What is a preacher? A preacher is one that lifts their voice with great passion and declares the word of the Lord. They preach from scriptures in the Bible, and they prophesy. They declare Logos words from the written word, and they declare Rhema words from the Holy Spirit, from the revelation words that they're receiving from the Holy Spirit, knowing that one word from God can change our lives forever. In Jesus' name. And so we pray right now, Lord, that you would raise up young people, 24 years and younger, who will be a part of Young Preachers International. Even kid preachers who say, I'm going to preach. I have the passion to preach. I believe I'm called to preach. I'm going to preach. And so in Jesus' name, speak to people right now. Speak to young people. And I pray for youth pastors and youth groups all across America. In Jesus' name. And I pray for young people that are attending public schools. I pray, Lord, that they will be an influence upon their classmates and upon their teachers that are in public schools. We pray today for parents that are teaching and training their children at home. As the homeschool movement across America continues to increase and continues to rise, we pray for parents, at least one of the parents that is staying home each day to teach and train their children in the way they should go. We know there is a religion in our public school system. It's called secular humanism. It's not Christianity, secular humanism. We know that prayer has been taken out of the public schools. We know that the Holy Scriptures have been taken out of the schools. We know the Ten Commandments have been taken down off of the walls. And so we know that there are parents that are committed to training their children in homeschools in the way they should go. We know there's a war on homeschools as well as Christian schools. And being one that has started a couple of Christian schools and has been involved in Christian education for many, many years, I pray for Christian schools all across America and different nations of the world, that churches that are sponsoring Christian schools and other entities that are starting Christian schools. And we know that it's not a for-profit organization. We know it takes a deep commitment to have a Christian school. And so we pray for churches and other parents that are hosting and sponsoring Christian schools across America. We pray for them right now in Jesus' name, that you would help them and bless them and supply their needs. We pray for parents that are sending their children to a Christian school, many of them paying tuition every month, which they normally could not afford, but they know that their children are their greatest asset, their greatest asset. And many parents are sacrificing financially and sacrificing many other things they could have in life in order to send their children to a Christian school. So we pray for them right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, we appreciate you listening to BPN Radio on this Saturday. Thank you so very, very much for being a part of BPN Radio. And all I'm doing is simply responding to the call of the Spirit to have a prayer 24 hours a day over internet radio. Would you send me an email? Encourage me a little bit. Tell me what you think about BPN Radio, how we can make improvements. Give me an endorsement and just a word of encouragement. You can do that by going to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Thank you for listening today, and trust that you're making plans on attending your church tomorrow, and as we celebrate the Lord's Day tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. You have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time here on BPN.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website, at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.